Things just got weirder. Late that night, I got a call from Reese to meet her down the lab. Intrigued, I went along. Reese was buzzing like a short circuit when I got there. She'd combed through the remains of Argenta's attacker and wanted to show me what she'd found. It was badly burnt, but I knew what it was. I had one implanted myself. It was a cortex chip, used to record sensory data on its way to the brain, and it proved the pilot must have been ex-military. This was big news, and I turned around to say so, but the barrel of a peacemaker, too, suggested that Reese had a problem to discuss. She'd secretly run checks on Tachikawa's avionics, and eventually tracked down an advanced crypto virus. I told her what had really happened on the mission and why I'd had to lie. Reese wasn't convinced, so I poured out everything. Elaine, my suspicions, the lot. Finally, she put the gun down. The virus in the cortex chip meant only one thing. A traitor. Could it be Horton? We had to tread carefully. Reese and I agreed to keep quiet about this information while she worked on a virus killer. It looked like I'd got my first ally.